everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 7th. Today, the topic of the day, yes, with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone, is growing with experience. And the quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt. People grow through experience if they meet life honestly and courageously. There you go. There's a type of learning style. It's called experiential learning. It's just one of them. Yes, we do. We learn. We learn and grow through experience that is met with honesty and courage. If experience is such a great teacher, why are there so many people who have been through interesting or difficult experiences that don't seem to have learned from them, which is making the same mistake over and over again, I suppose, is what Linda's trying to say here. It's not the experience alone, it's the way we decide to deal with the experience. If one person who loses a job may become depressed, withdraw, and blame others for her or his problems. Another may elect to go back to school, change careers, or relocate to a more prosperous area. Same experience, different results. Okay, I'm going to pause here because obviously, why am I pausing? Obviously, because in today's climate, there are so many people that have been laid off, that are looking for work, that have applied to hundreds, if not thousands of, yes, positions that they qualify for, while organizations are making record-breaking profits, and yet there are people who are struggling to pay their bills, losing their homes, living in their cars. You know, you read it every day. And so while I'm not making excuses or trying to argue with Linda here, what I am saying is that, yes, I will acknowledge that same experience and yet different results. And yes, you can't do the same thing and expect different results. Yes, that is true. There is a however, though, that we need to be very aware and very mindful to not utilize black and white thinking in this situation and this topic with these examples, as well as catastrophic thinking. Why I say that is because it's easy to give a comment of, you know, well, that's not working. And it's easy to tell somebody and point out what's not working. It really is. And all of those comments really can be rooted in things like criticism and negativity. If somebody can say to a person, that's not working, to another person who's trying to have this positive outcome, this favorable outcome, then help that person. Don't just tell somebody why something's not working. Give some solutions. Give some support. We need to come together to make sense of things that don't make sense. We need to come together to make sense of what doesn't make sense. Yes, I repeated that. And why is because people are struggling. People are struggling. There are people who have gotten new certificates. You see it posted, you know, on LinkedIn. And yet some people are going on almost, you know, 18 months to 2 years of being unemployed and, you know, maxing out their savings and taking, you know, 401k withdrawals, you know. That's the reality for many people right now. Even though there's record-breaking profits. Even though there's record-breaking profits. So, when we face and are facing difficult times and we're learning from them, something that we can learn, for example, is you learn a lot about yourself. And I'm not talking about resiliency. I'm talking about gut-wrenching, real, badass strength. Because you get up every day and you do this thing called life. Every day. Every day. And that takes some guts. That takes some guts to do. Because yes, there are some people who would just lay back and go, whatever. Whatever, you know, they check out. And it's unfortunate that people do check out. They do, because they don't have hope and they don't have people around them that are providing solutions, and they've tried and tried and tried and tried, and they're at their wit's end going, I don't really know what to do next. Don't really know what to do next. And then there are people who are like, well, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to figure it out, but I don't really know even where to start. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you listen to podcasts. Obviously, you're here. And if there's something that somebody out there, if you could say, like, what would be the one thing that would be most helpful? Try to find somebody who can provide that one something. You know, I've been asked, how did we get certain guests? And some guests we actually ask. Certain people, yeah, it's like, hey, you want to be on the podcast? And I've had other people, you know, say, hey, you know, can you take a few minutes and talk with me about, you know, I want to start up a podcast and this is what I want to do with it and this is my vision for it. And they'll ask, like, how did you do? You just fill in the blank. And one is about guests, about people coming on. It's like, you know what? Just ask. What's the worst that could happen? They'd say no. Okay. They say no. At least you know. At least you know. I find that people with, you know, and I can't even say people with mental health challenges. People ruminate. We ruminate. We think. And by the, we think. And before you know it, we got our own little, you know, indie film going on in our head. But you don't really know unless you take action. You don't really know until you ask the question. And what's the worst that can freaking happen? They say no. You know what? You got the guts and you did it. And yes, there are going to be people out there that are going to say, oh, but it didn't work. You know what? Did they do what you're trying to do? If they didn't do what you're trying to do and they aren't successful at it, you know what? Take a seat. Take a seat. Take a seat and watch. Take a seat and watch. Do not take advice. I actually shouldn't tell you what to do. This is what I do. I don't take advice from somebody who is not providing solutions, support, and who's constantly criticizing. If they cannot provide any support or solutions whatsoever, and they have not done what I'm trying to accomplish, then it's thank you, but no. Take a seat. We've all had difficult experiences. We've all have had challenging times. And you know what else, too, you learn? You learn who really has your back, because it's really easy to walk away. It's really, really easy to just walk. But the people who stay when you're down and who might even lay down next to you when you're down and who help you out and who tell you that, hey, you know what? Remember that time? Remember that? Remember who you are. You got this. If you don't have anybody in your life like that, then you got to get in a peer support group. Because in peer support, I just had this conversation yesterday. In peer support, oh, when you're looking for a peer support group, I mean, you can contact us and check out what we're doing. make sure that when you celebrate a success in the peer support group, that the overall culture of that support group is supportive and not doing the, well, you think you're better, because there have been, and I've experienced that situation. It's like, no, you share because when you see somebody else growing out of struggle, it gives us hope that we can too. That's why we share. That's why we share, because we're not alone. We're not alone. All right. Yes, there are some people who will say, screw it and roll over and just be done with it. And there are others that are going to be like, you know what? I may not know the solutions and I don't know the answers, but at least I'm going to try. All right. Here's the affirmation for the day. I have had and will continue to have difficult experiences. It's up to me to learn from them. That's right. Nope. My dad used to say, I can't believe I'm going to share this with you guys. My dad, it took me a very long time to get my undergraduate degree. It actually took me 10 years to get that damn thing. And this was at a time when they didn't have online learning or adult education. And my dad used to say to me, you have to finish because nobody can take that piece of paper away from you. Nobody can take away what I learned in those 10 years. No one can take away that I did it. If you think about it statistically, the cluster would have quit. The lights are flickering, so yes. But we're not a cluster. We're actually an outlier. We do the things that others wish they could do. We do the things that some others won't do. And that's why you're here, because you get it. All right. I have had and will continue to have difficult experiences, and it's up to me to learn from them. It's up to me to learn from them, and it's up to me to grow from them. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you again so much for being here. Growing with experience is the topic of the day. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.